ये झुकना शब्द तीन तरह से बाबा ने यूज किया है। जैसे महान आत्माएं कभी किसी के आगे झुकती नहीं है, उस स्वमान में वो पवित्रता के बल से झुकती नहीं है, उनके आगे सभी झुकते हैं, ऐसे आप बाप की चुनी हुई श्रेष्ठ आत्माएं कहां भी कोई भी परिस्थिति में व माया के भिन्न भिन्न आकर्षण करने वाले रूपों में अपने को झुका नहीं सकते, यानी उसके प्रभाव में नहीं आ सकते। झुकाव में आना, लगाव में आना, प्रभाव में आ जाना, झुकाव में नहीं आ सकते। कहां भी परिस्थिति में वह माया के भिन्न भिन्न आकर्षण करने वाले रूपों में अपने को झुका नहीं सकते, यानी उसके उसके अंडर में नहीं, कंट्रोल में नहीं आएंगे। परंतु उसका तरीका क्या है, यानी किसी के प्रभाव में ना आवे झुकाव में। फिर है, जब सभी से ज्यादा झुकाने की स्थिति में स्थित रहेंगे, अभी से सदा झुकाने की स्थिति में स्थित रहेंगे, माया आपको झुकाए तो तब हाईएस्ट पद का अधिकार प्राप्त होगा। ऐसी आत्माओं के आगे सतयुग में प्रजा स्वमान से झुकेगी और द्वापर में आप लोगों के यादगार के आगे भक्त झुकते रहेंगे। स्लोगन है, कर्म के समय योग का बैलेंस ठीक हो तो कर्म योगी बनेंगे। ओम शांति। विश्व परिवर्तन के लिए ऐसी आत्माओं की जरूरत है जिनकी स्थिति शक्तिशाली हो, जो अनेक आत्माओं को अपने व्यवहार और विचारों द्वारा परिवर्तन कर सके। जब ऐसी आत्माओं को तैयार करो जो बाप समान बन सर्व शक्तियों के अनुभवी बन जावे, क्या आप स्वयं को स्नेह से भरपूर ज्ञान युक्त अनुभव करते हो? स्नेह से भरपूर ज्ञान युक्त अनुभव करते हो? प्रेम और योग की शक्ति से भरपूर हो? कल्याणकारी बने हो या विश्व कल्याणकारी बने हो?
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। I just want to bring to your attention that there are car stickers, just a minute. So those who have cars, please take one for your car to put it at the back on the windscreen, not windscreen, but the glass at the back of your car. So these are the car stickers, they are all here. All the guests, could you please meet Sister N in the seminar room after your breakfast? It will be around 8:45 this morning. Thanks.
Om Shanti. And good morning. You've all heard the Murli, you've all been fed. Thanks of the Father, to the Father. The day, Friday. After the day of the Satguru is the Thanksgiving day. When you follow Srimad, it feels as though everything is easy. Everything is really easy. There's no need to worry about those who are following Srimad. In today's Murli, there's one word in particular,
Chartikala.
The ascending stage. Brings a lot of benefit. I wasn't meant to be here, I was meant to be in Worthing, but then I was thinking of the ascending the stage, thinking everyone has to benefit. And she read the Murli in the car on the way back from Worthing this morning. But always being aware of the ascending stage, there's great importance of it. In this Sikh scripture also, when you used to read about this ascending stage, we used to feel very good about it, that even because of one person, everyone else has the ascending stage. Everyone else benefits. And my Baba would also say, he'd point to me and say, child, because of you, there's benefit for everyone else. There's so much power in God's words. So much power, so much understanding. And by just listening to those words, you develop the art of remaining honest. Just here, by remaining honest and truthful, you become 16 celestial degrees complete. First, you become complete with all virtues. Okay, you have one art, one speciality, one talent, and through that, you go into the ascending stage. You don't come to a standstill. No one else stops you either. Any form of Maya may come, but we're not going to bow down to her. We are the ones who are going to claim an elevated status. We'll make Maya bow down, but we're not going to bow down. Maya may try to make us fluctuate. She'll elevate us and then she'll make us come down. So I don't want the ascending stage in on her support, with her support. When you speak of the ascending stage, you talk of kala, the degrees, but that's actually no. Another meaning of that same word is the art, the talent. Sometimes you see someone and they are ascending. So 1 minute they're in the ascending stage, but in fact I won't use the word ascending stage, but I'll say yes, they're good, they're good. And they become happy with just a little bit, but then something little happens and they come down instantly also. And in just a few moments they become the poor, helpless ones. This is why today's slogan, Baba said, those who have balance in karma and yoga are said to be karma yogis. So yoga has to be first, and karma comes afterwards. Yoga means silence, to be in silence. What does it mean to be in silence?
Peace or silence?
In Germany, they had differentiated between peace and silence. If you want peace, go into silence. It's like the physical silence. Then you'll be able to become peaceful inside. But those who speak a lot, who think a lot, you think of them as the poor, helpless ones, and how can they experience any peace? Those who think too much, a lot of the time, who speak a lot, all the time, how can they have peace? All the people of the different religions, when they follow their religious founder, then they just follow the teachings of that religious founder. But Baba teaches us in such a way, saying that you have to create your own reward on the basis of your own effort. So imbibe divine virtues to become deities. So you can't become part of the deity religion just like that. You have to imbibe the deities, imbibe the divine virtues yourself. It's easy to become a Christian, a Sikh, a Buddhist. You follow the teachings of that religious founder. That's all you did. You followed the religious founder. But God, the Supreme Soul, says, put into practice everything that I'm asking you to do. He is the one who is creating the new world and establishing the deity religion. And he says, I don't rule the deity kingdom, but I make you worthy of that kingdom. So however much effort you make, that's how much you will claim the kingdom. But even in that, the kingdom will come in your hands later on, but you have the fortune in your hands at this time. The fortune of renunciation is also experienced at this time. It's at this time you have the fortune of listening to God directly, in person. Now you have the fortune of learning from the divine family, learning from one another. Whatever service you do, however much you do, do it through your thoughts, words and actions. And if you can't do through actions, if you can't do it through words, then let your face be such. So don't be confused about anything. Sometimes you become a little confused, there's a little bit difficulty, and so you wilt. And once you wilt, God is speaking the Murli to you so well, trying to recharge you, but the poor soul is completely wilted and cannot become alert again, cannot become active again. So I have to look after myself in this. Okay, you may not be able to churn the knowledge in your intellect, because thoughts of others and churning of knowledge cannot both exist in your intellect at the same time. Just hear one word of knowledge and go into it, go into the depth. So I was just thinking, going into the depth of the ascending stage and really experiencing so much pleasure inside of how we experience that ascending stage. Continue to see everyone's virtues. Whatever's happening in the drama is fine. Whatever happens is for benefit. Not to say, well, why is this happening? But whatever's happening, it's fine. It's beneficial. So Baba is teaching us, children, you are elevated souls. You are such elevated souls.
President, Prime Minister, banne ki position paye.
We haven't got that position of the prime minister or president or even having earned a lot of wealth. We don't want that type of position. But doesn't matter how many things of opposition come to you, internally you stay within your own position. Like Shiv Baba comes and sits in the forehead of Brahma Baba and he's seeing everything. Brahma Baba's soul is also very elevated, but when Shiv Baba comes and sits beside him, there's greater attraction. And the two souls sitting together, they come together, and so the attraction of both of them comes together, and so the greater attraction. The soul of Brahma Baba, the soul of Shiv Baba. It's only we children who know what Brahma Baba's soul is. But think of the attraction of God, the Supreme Soul. That attraction completely finishes, it removes all sorrow. There's this praise of remembering God, remembering Allah with that feeling of oh, and then so in that they feel that their sorrow is removed. But Baba saying that don't remember God out of desperation in that way, but say remember me saying that Baba is mine, say Mera Baba and remember in that way. So don't remember God out of sorrow. In the beginning of the corporate, you weren't actually experiencing any sorrow, but still you started remembering. It wasn't out of sorrow that you remembered God. That's not why we started bhakti. We felt that God has given us everything. We didn't remember God experiencing a lack of something. We didn't remember God because of fighting and quarreling in the house, in the family. But just to say thanks to God, we started to remember Him. Baba says, hey souls, and that is also, this is how Baba would say, hey soul. It's like really shouting to the soul, making that soul completely awakened. And by saying that, Baba's filling in the soul the sanskars of the mind and intellect, making the soul aware of, hey soul, you are filling the sanskars in yourself. The one thing that Baba keeps on saying again and again, remember me and your sins will be absolved. No religious founder or the rishis and munis could say this. Chiman Bhai, that he thought would be in class every day. It comes sometimes and so that he's saying you should be in class every day. For our benefit, God tells us directly in straightforward words. Remember me, have a connection with me. This is what remembrance means, and it means that there's no complaints. Yad is remembrance and Faryad is complaint. And so Baba says no complaints, but just like lover and beloved, like when you're in love with someone, just that person's face comes in front of you all the time. And so in front of us, I always see Shiv Baba sparkling in Brahma Baba. And you see that even in the photographs when the camera takes the picture, the forehead is sparkling. So what is my forehead like? I am that one's child. Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, they're both the stars of the eyes and I the child sitting in between. And so keeping both of them in your eyes, then definitely the soul will sparkle. If by sitting in between the two, if my soul is not sparkling, it means I haven't understood myself to be a soul.
अपन को आत्मा समझने वाला समझता है बाप दादा के बीच में.
Those who consider themselves to be souls, they really experience the pleasure. It's such a wonderful experience of being between Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. Shiv Baba sitting in the forehead of Brahma Baba, that's different. But here it's like Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba have both kind of penetrated into my eyes, each one in each eye. Perhaps you don't have that experience and that's why your faces are not sparkling as much. But when you sit in front of Baba, this morning I was sitting in front of Baba in Worthing. Then you feel that your eyes completely disappear. It's as though you don't see you don't see Baba's eyes. It's like you become merged in the drishti that you're receiving, and so the eyes are not visible. Gosai Dadi had shared a class, and she says, how can I say I become lost when Baba comes, like when Baba uses her chariot? Then yes, Baba is here in the physical form meeting all the children, but internally for herself, the soul becomes just light, the subtle form. It's not the incorporeal stage. If it was a completely incorporeal stage, then Baba wouldn't be able to speak using the chariot. And so, yes, Baba is using the mouth of the chariot. And so, Gosai Dadi's soul doesn't go into the incorporeal stage, but it goes into the angelic stage. So, when Gosai Dadi goes to the subtle region, so where is the subtle region? It's the subtle region. Very subtle. So it's like the soul remains ready in advance, practicing to be in the subtle form of being in Baba's company. There's no habit of creating your own thoughts. It's very subtle. Even in a subtle way, there's no thoughts in the mind. And so you feel that subtle angelic form. A very subtle form, a very angelic form. And then even whilst being in the sakar form, that angelic stage pulls. So whatever stage you create for yourself, you're able to create that, and that stage pulls you. Whatever is the stage of your mind, that's the stage that pulls you. That stage completely takes over and you're influenced under control of that stage. So the stage is created in a subtle way. So again, coming back to the soul, hey soul, ask your mind and intellect, what type of sanskars are you filling in yourself? How are you going to go to the incorporeal world? So remain a resident of the incorporeal world, but when you talk of the incorporeal world, the word that Dad is describing is the root or the essence. And so be in that stage where the soul is completely peaceful, totally quiet, silent, sitting with Baba. Sitting in the subtle region, I am with Baba and Baba is with me. We're both sitting with one another, next to one another. If you are here in the corporeal world, then you have the thought, I want to fly to Baba, and it's still a few seconds that you're thinking that and you go to Baba. But the other stage is you're instantly there with Baba through the ascending stage and through very good, powerful vibrations. I'm in Baba's eyes, in Baba's heart. Then I don't have anything else in my heart. If I'm merged in Baba's heart and then I ask myself, is there anything in my heart? Then you feel there's nothing there. You're just sitting in Baba's heart. Then Baba says, you are my... The title is Dilruba, and this is just a form of endearment, like you say the darling and those kinds of terms. So the special beloved... So we're sitting in his heart. Okay, Shiv Baba sitting in this one, in Brahma Baba, but whose heart is it that we're sitting in? Yes, he's taken the support. He's taken the support of the whole body. Not just the mouth, not just the drishti. And so he's also taken our heart. From today's Murali, I really enjoyed this ascending stage. And second, that it's through your own effort that you claim a high status. This was also in yesterday's Murali. But through your own status, you create your own effort, you create your own status. Sometimes children say that we came late. And Daddy would say, it's good you've come late, because those who had come in the early days, they've gone away. But now, new ones who've come, they've really gone forward in service and have started moving forward. Like even after Baba spoke in the Murali so many years ago, but even now, so many wonderful children have emerged because they love Baba and they love knowledge. To love Baba means to love knowledge. They love the principles that Baba is teaching us. The food and diet instantly becomes pure. It becomes very strong in following Baba's teachings that, yes, I'm a very good Brahmin child, a soul who's going to become a deity, and so you have attention on the godly virtues. So the deity virtues will come later on, but now this godly virtue of sweetness, that comes, develops now. So don't listen to anyone, don't speak to anyone about anything, don't gossip, don't think about others. Rumors, you listen to rumors and your stage goes down. Or you see something that goes into your thoughts, then you're not able to remember Baba. And Baba is very stubborn too. If you keep your other things in your heart, when Baba sees that you are just keeping other things in your heart, then Baba will say, well, I don't have any time to go to that person. Yes, he does pull you. But those who have the true, honest heart and want to be present in front of the Lord, God said today's Murali that I am present in front of you. I am not omnipresent, but I am present in front of you. Today's Murali, Baba said this. I am present in front of your eyes right now in front of you. So the Father is present in front of my own eyes. So if I keep anything else in my eyes, then it means that I am not a worthy child. The word that Dad is using for unworthy, when you use it in the Hindi term, then it's a very bad word. But it's like, it's not that if Baba's object is not in front of me, he is constantly in front of me. So if he is in front of me, I should not have anything else in my eyes. So yesterday I was sitting in front of Baba and thinking, Baba, teach me that wisdom. I want to remain just like you are. Just like you are constantly in front of me, you are always present in front of my eyes, so that whoever sees me, then they see that, yes, you are present in front of my eyes, and so they'll be able to see you. Just as through Shiv Baba's eyes we saw, through Brahma Baba's eyes we saw Shiv Baba. So ask your eyes, what are you for? What's your purpose? So let God be seen through your eyes. These eyes are very deceitful, and this is why Surdas removed his eyes. He blinded himself. They're very deceitful. Ask your eyes, what do you look at throughout the day? Whatever you are seeing, that's what you are thinking, and whatever you are thinking, that's what you are seeing. I used to read the story of Surdas, and I used to feel, yes, he's done something good that he's removed his eyes, asking God, oh God, show the path to the blind ones. And so people have sight, but they're not able to see. And because of not being able to see it, they're stumbling at every step. Let there be so much disinterest inside that the world is stumbling so much. And if my intellect is also in that state, then what's the benefit? Do I not have that support? Do I not have that destination that Baba has shown me? Baba has given me his support, he's shown me the path to my destination, so why should I still be stumbling? When one is stumbling, then other people also have thoughts in their mind thinking, well, I don't want to become a BK because this one is now stumbling and wandering around. I don't want to be in that state. And so they don't come here also. You put off many people like that. And they say, I was seeing this one, and I was thinking that I'm seeing how far they are becoming strong in this. And so eventually they just left, they died. And so I don't want to be an instrument like that, that seeing me, others are put off from becoming a BK. And they just remain in their thoughts thinking, well, I'll see how far they're able to continue. So instead, let me become such that I inspire others. The golden aged kingdom of the fortune will come later, but now to be immersed in God's heart, to just go beyond through the drishti that you receive from Baba and to enable Him to sit in your eyes. This is benefit for everyone through the ascending stage. Om Shanti. Not sure what she said, the mic wasn't on.